غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله مولانا العلي العظيم، فبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين المكين، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. I have been requested to say a few words in English. Despite my English is not so well, however, I will try to satisfy you and I will try to communicate you some points and some rules of Sharia. I just recited few verses of Surah Fatiha. Since we people have been identified in this age in the name of Fatiha Wala, that is why I recited some verses of Surah Fatiha. And I just want to let you know about the teaching of Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha. In Surah Fatiha, we have been commanded to pray every time, and especially while performing namaz, that Allah lead us the right path. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, lead us the right path. What is the right path? The explanatory statement is just coming in the other verse. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. The way of the people who have been favored by you. The way of people, you have favored them. And neither the way of people, your calamity occurred on them. And nor the way of people who gone astray. So, this is the teaching of Surah Fatiha. And I just want you people to get the abundance and the prosperity of Surah Fatiha, which is specialized for you. And no one can share you. It is specialized for you. The barakat of Surah Fatiha, the abundance of Surah Fatiha, the prosperity of Surah Fatiha, and the blessing of Surah Fatiha is totally specialized for us, Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. As we are Fatiha wala, and they are not Fatiha wala. And you can derive very simply that Allah has appointed for us so many means to proceed to Him, and Allah just want us to be in touch and to be connected very well with them. Who are they? They are the favorite of Allah. They are the saint of Allah. And they are the access which is proceeding to Allah. And the superior, very superior, most superior wasila is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi. That is why the Islamic creed is one. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no deity but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Let me, I just want to ask you people, Allah has commanded us and our Rasul has commanded us to recite this kalima, to believe in the oneness of Allah and in the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we just recite Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is a question comes to our mind. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. To whom and to which age? It is just absolute. Allah never conditioned. Allah never mentioned any nation. Allah never mentioned any age. So Muhammad is the messenger of all nations. And Muhammad is the messenger of every age. And similarly, just as was the messenger of Allah in the past time, he is the messenger of Allah in present time, and he will remain messenger of Allah till the day of resurrection. And through this, what we can derive? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So what you say, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, or Muhammad was the messenger of Allah? Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This sentence gives us that your prophet was alive, and he is alive, and he will remain alive. This is the maslaki of Allah Hazrat. Allah Hazrat says, swearing and taking oath by Allah, to zinda hai Allah, to zinda hai Allah. Meri dushmi alam chup ja de. And what does mean being the prophet of Allah? What does mean the prophecy? The prophecy means having the knowledge of unseen. There is no meat of prophecy but this. So those who believe that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam doesn't know unseen, they are never harming anyone. They are never harming Muhammadur Rasulullah. They are never damaging anyone. They are just damaging their iman. And thus, they are just clarifying that they are no more Muslim. And they have no right to decide this kalima. We, only we, the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, we have right to claim that we are Kalma Wala. Kalma is belonging to us. And through this Kalima, you can know that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of unseen. And not even this. Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of unseen, and in the meantime, he is the source of knowledge for all. gives us another point. What is that point? You can't be considered as a Muslim until you recite Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you just content with the first part, and if you just decide, Allah forbid, if someone decides he will just content with the first part and he is not going to recite the second part, can you consider him as Muslim?
No.
So what the point which has been, what is the point which has been derived through this kalima? The answer is very simple. The knowledge of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this knowledge depending on the knowledge of and on that you believe Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you believe Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can know your Lord. Then you can believe your Lord. So there is no one real believer. There is no one real mu'min. There is no one real Muslim but Sunni. So this is the Maslak-e-Ala Hazrat. And this is the Maslak-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat. Otherwise, Maslak-e-Ala Hazrat is not any innovated religion. This is the religion which we have inherited it from the beginning of, from the very beginning of Islam. And we have just sought it from the teachings of Kalima. And we have just derived it through the teachings of Surah Fatiha. So you just remain Sunni. And you just keep your identification. And you just keep yourself united. And you just be aware of the people who just want to unite non-Sunni with Sunni. They are not trying to unite you. Indeed, they are trying to disunite you. And they are trying to break into you. So just keep yourself united. And you just keep well connected with Ala Hazrat and with all pious persons and especially with Ghawse Pak. And through this you can be connected and you can be in touch with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is very regrettable. Wahhabis deny to adopt any wasila. Meanwhile, Surah Fatiha gives us that you must be in touch with the pious persons even while you are performing namaz.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And this teaching can be derived very simply from the Surah Fatiha. What you recite when you are standing before Allah and you are reciting Surah Fatiha, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, we worship you. We worship you only. And we just seek the help from you only. So, why you have been demanded to say like this. Why can't Suje, why can't say you, why can't you say, I worship you and I seek the help from you? Why must you say we? There is a very simple difference between two sentences. So why must you say we worship and we seek help? And if you want to change, can you change? You can't change. And if you change, you are no more Muslim. Because it is not allowed to change any word of Quran. And he who changes any word of Quran, he is quite kafir. So you are compelled to say as you have been commanded, to say the same word. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And why must you say like this? The reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you people to be in touch with the pious persons while you are performing namaz, on hope that your salah might be accepted through the barakat and through the abundance and through the blessings of pious persons. So this is the wasila. And this is me. In meantime, Allah is certifying whatever we are doing. So bas isi par main apni baat ko khatam karta hu. Aap log sunni ho, sunni raho. Aur dusri baat ye hai ke you just enter your mosque in the dress which is specialized for the Muslim. It is very relatable that some people keep themselves appearing in the Western fashions even while they are performing namaz. Ever you have seen any Christian, any Western adopting your dress while he is present in church? So why must you adopt their fashion? Why must you assume their fashion? And what is the time you are waiting for to renounce their fashion? It is the time to renounce their fashion. It is the time to now renounce their customary. Enemies of Islam are hitting Islam and Muslim everywhere, and especially in Iraq. Regardless, the oppressor is the most oppressed. May Allah put the enemies of Islam down, and may Allah guide you the right path, and may Allah guide you to avoid the fashion of others, and may Allah keep you adopting and assuming the fashions and the manners and the ways of the preceding leaders, and may Allah guide you to revive the practice of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah. That's all. May Allah bless you. Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum.